Connection brought to you this morning on K1 by Jane Phillips Medical Center and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move, and also by First Baptist Church. An opportunity for me to talk with retiring City Councilman Ted Lockin. Ted, first of all, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
It's always a pleasure, Charlie. I just love to be here.
I know you were on the air last week with Ed Gordon, and he walked through a summary of your career on the council and life leading up to this point, as much as he could do in about half an hour or so. You joined the council, was it around 97 you went
on? Yes, 1997, right.
And just almost 20 years of service to the city. Before you actually went on the council, you were not a stranger to city government either.
No, I had probably been to about every council meeting prior to that. I had, John Perkins was a city councilman and urged me to replace him, and my wife encouraged me, and so I started attending council meetings in 1996. Mm-hmm. To just find out what goes on in our city. I'd been very closely following it, and if I could contribute, well, I thought maybe I'd take a run at it. So I wanted to be a little bit prepared if I won an election by attending a lot of meetings prior to that. So that started the career.
And you certainly, as I look back over nearly 20 years on the council, some of the accomplishments that I can think of, certainly a lot of them have to do with water. You were mayor at the time for the Ted Lockin Water Treatment Plant. you helped shepherd the city through a drought.
Yeah. Well, there are several milestones there. I got an indoctrination in mayor pretty fast because Phillips Petroleum Company announced their move to Houston.
Yeah.
And that was a downer for the, it wasn't the reality that was so fearful for our, but it was the fear itself that people had that, oh boy, we lost Phillips. But we had a CEO who said, I will help take care of Bartlesville, and Mr. Jim Mobile did that, because we have a very fine situation here today after they changed to ConocoPhillips. Both that and Phillips 66 have remained very visible and very productive in our community. But at the time, it was a we had a lot of people worried about what would happen. But the water situation, I can remember with John Sullivan, our U.S. representative, we stood out to Hula Lake and watched the dust clouds come up out of the middle of the lake and a little mm-hmm. mound out there. So those two things stick with you when you're mayor of the city. And we went through it. But out of that, we started the Long Range Water Committee. And it's been a long, laborious effort. Washington moves slowly because we must have approvals through the Corps of Engineers or a new congressional action on rate structures and all that. But I'm very hopeful and visible that we will have a pipe in Copan Lake going to the water plant in the not-too-distant future. And we will secure water for Bartlesville for the next 50, 75 years.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I feel as though, should the council have anything related to that water pipe on the agenda, that Ted Lockin will be up to speak to the council.
I hope so, and I hope the council would allow me to continue to be on the water committee as a citizen that is very interested in its productivity for our future.
Well, I don't have a vote on that one, but it would seem logical that if you have a long-term member of that committee who wants to serve, that you probably take advantage of that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Ted, looking at your years on the council, and we talked about certainly one of your major accomplishments, but you also not only with John Sullivan, but you have built bridges with Congressman Bridenstine. You built bridges with Senator Inhofe, certainly,
oh, yes.
The Werda bill, Mark Wayne Mullen, 2nd District, yeah. Because his service on that House committee.
Mm-hmm.
You built bridges at the state level, and literally you've cut ribbons for local bridges.
Well, I think a lot of people have done that too. I mean, I'm just part of the process that we had there, but it's been invigorating. We have, I think, probably Bartlesville should be that we have the support of the people you just mentioned on many of the things that happened. Bartlesville's a great place to be now, Charlie. I mean, I've never seen anything like the optimism that we have and what's happening in Bartlesville.
Well, it's nice to say, because I think people who live in any community yeah. rather will always say, well, things were better whenever. I'll agree. Bartlesville is certainly continuing to grow and doing well.
Well, I can remember very vividly when I was transferred down here from Kansas City by Phillips Petroleum that, come to Bartlesville. I mean, after being in Kansas City, but the difference is night and day. It didn't take long to grow on me, but just look what we have today and what's coming. I love to drive down 60 Highway and look over towards Lowe's, and I like to see all that dirt being moved and what we're going to have in retail and housing, and we got all kinds of things going downtown. What we're doing in parks, MJ Lee Lake now is a very fine place for recreation. We've got the two new soccer fields there. They retail across. Downtown is growing. The church downtown has been sold. It's going to be a fine loft apartments. We're becoming into a very, very cosmopolitan type city, as I say. And again, we have our small town roots. Everything is just in the right, I think, for the growth of Bartlesville.
Bartlesville's population growth has been slow but steady. When you moved to Bartlesville, what was the population?
I think it was well under 30,000. Yeah, we're 35, but we haven't grown since the census of about 2010. You know, we've had about 2% population growth, but we've had a major increase in jobs. So it doesn't take math very long to know that a lot of the people working here are living elsewhere. And that's a challenge that we have, and I think we're making inroads into that. We're looking at all the infrastructure of the community and retail for our citizens, the housing. Our schools are doing a magnificent job. All that puts together into a package to say, hey, I'd like to live here. Mm-hmm. I think that's and I think some people are coming back. You know, I don't know if you want to make that hour and a half drive total to and from.
Right.
The quality of life for your kids and everything. And we're going to have more amenities for parks and so forth in Bartlesville. So I'm very optimistic about the future.
If you look at, and you mentioned the development on Adams adjacent to Lowe's, certainly an outgrowth among other things of the two Angelou studies. There's more to be done on that work too.
Oh, yes. There's a lot more to do. On that particular one, it'd be interesting. People go by. There's two concrete round cylinders sticking up out of the ground over there. That tells you how high the level of land will be. So if everybody's wondering, are they about to the top? They're getting there, but it's a compacting situation. It takes a long time to do what they're doing. And I'm looking forward to phase one, and I'm optimistic that they'll do phase two to expand what they're already developers going to do. And I think we'll have more businesses going in there.
Well, and success breeds success, and I think that's what we're optimistic about right now with the brands that have signed on and whatever the BDA is yet to sign on with this one. But that does take shopper support. People have to go in and do business with those stores.
Well, for years, we've done so many surveys in the community. You know, people want better choice of housing. They want more retail, more shopping items. All that rings in our ears pretty much, and we're trying to follow what the citizens want for Bartlesville.
Okay. We're talking with Ted Lockin this morning on a Community Connection as there is a reception to thank Ted and also welcome the new council members. We'll talk about that and more as we review city service for Ted Lockin, 20 years on the council. More in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Just a note news-wise, and we will have more on this as it develops, but from southeast Kansas, a aerosol plant explosion in Neodesha, Kansas, shutting down State Highway 400 at the roundabout at Neodesha. And so if you're headed north into Kansas, be aware of that. That will cause traffic delays and problems for you probably for much of the morning. Talking with Ted Locken, and Ted, I misspoke. What we're talking about is a period of about 20 years of service to the community, but you were not on the council for 20 years. My bad.
I decided to kind of give it up in 2005 when I was mayor, and I stayed out one term, but a little nudging, I came back with just as much enthusiasm as I had before. So you are totally correct. I have a 20-year span of being totally involved in wanting to be on the city, and most of those years were on the council.
Yeah. As you look at the future of Bartlesville, and we've kind of talked around the edges of this, but what do you project? I don't care. You picked a number: 2, 3, 5, 10 years down the road for the city. What would you like the city to look like somewhere down the road?
Well, no, that's a tough question. But a vision, of course, my vision is to see growth in jobs and retail. I think retiree tourism, all those things will happen. I think we will turn and have more population. So it's a challenge for our builders and everything to have the right housing here. I think we do need more what I would call senior housing, because we're losing some of our retirees to, I won't mention names, but the cities to the south of us.
Well, it's not only cities, but there are states that are more favorable tax structure to retirees.
Right, yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
and I don't care. I'm not talking about Florida, but if they, you know, people choose to go a lot of places.
Yeah. But I think we need more of that. Retail, I think, will continue to grow. I think that our job situation will grow. ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66, two companies, are kind of the backbone of our big companies. The thing we have that we must look after is I will hope that we can, as we grow our tax base and the schools proliferate, I think that we will carefully look at our cost of living. We must be sure that we are compatible. We're no longer an isolated city in Oklahoma. We're in the global atmosphere. We have five or six large international oil and gas companies who choose to work here and live here and thrive here as long as the cost of living is proper. But they have choices, and a lot of their directors are out of the U.S. even. So we got to be careful of how we move forward. But we need to grow, and that helps us keep our costs in line. If we expand our tax base, we will have enough money in our sales tax to grow. But I see us moving more south. We're going to have it's going to continue to go south. The big thing that is very interesting is that the center part of Bartlesville, which is the Lowe's area, which I talk about, mm-hmm. is going to be a hub in the next 4 to 5 years of growth. That's going to take on, because that's where it isn't just a tourism destination going down the highway and stopping for restaurants. They want all the people that live here to be their constant repeat customers in there. So I think that's a choice. Lowe's made that choice many years ago, mm-hmm. because that's where we want to be, and it wasn't a very, very pretty place too when they started. So, but that is the center of the community, and that's where things go. I see that the BDA, our Bartlesville Development Corp, is going to play a sincere big part in our growth. Right now, their phone rings almost weekly. What's going on in Bartlesville? That's the atmosphere we want. That's going to trigger our growth.
A reception prior to the first council meeting in December that
yes.
will honor, among other things, your service to the city.
And also Mr. Gorman.
Yes. I wanted to mention that Tom came on the council, I'm trying to remember the date, 05, 06.
In that range, yeah. Yes. Yeah. By the time I left.
Yeah.
Yeah, that first time.
And of course, has served his ward for the majority of at least 10 years.
I've enjoyed every minute working with Tom.
And between the two of you and others on the council during that period, Bartlesville, I believe, still has the third best credit rating in the state of Oklahoma.
We have an excellent credit rating, and our citizens benefit from that because we get the low interest rates on our bond issues and so forth. It's been very refreshing to know that we're right in the top of the tiers that there is of credit ratings.
And that is, among other things, due to, yes, there are staff members who are doing their job diligently, but as the board of directors of the corporation of the city of Bartlesville, so to speak, it's that city council that leads policy.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things going on to go into that too, Charlie. You know, we try to say, baby, let's call it a rainy day fund. Uh-huh. The city is well funded. We are, that's another thing, looking into our future. We have a city manager that looks after all of that, and he's wonderful in how we do budget and align ourselves to that budget. And that is aligned with the vision of the council. So it's it all is in synergy that works well together for this community.
What's on the horizon for Ted Lockin? I mean, you still have a thriving business.
I'm getting a little older, Charlie, but I still stand to stay in the business. Travel some with my wife. She's the one that's has suffered through all this. And so, you know, she's always said that I had several priorities. One was business, one was cars, and third was city, and she was down there somewhere lower. And I don't like to put her in that situation. I've got to move her closer to the top of my priorities and travel a little bit. But I fully intend to stay, if I can, on several key committees of the city to where I can give input through staff and everything through, and hopefully that the council will go along with some of those recommendations.
Now, any advice to the council as it moves forward?
I think, well, that's another hard question. I think we have a council that will work well together, and I think that is a challenge for them in the future, that they not necessarily agree on everything on individuals, but they work together in harmony to move to the best solution they can for the city of Bartlesville. So harmonious relationship, relying on the staff for the input, those are the key things, and have a keen ear of the citizens. I think every one of them, you've got to listen before you can act, and I think our citizens are very much willing to come up and tell you how they feel they would like things to happen, and being a good listener is a very big part of being on the council.
Thank you, Ted. I've had enjoyed conversations with you on Tuesday mornings after council meetings for a long time.
Yeah. One last comment I wanted to make is, please go out and see our Fantasy of Lights. Go to Willow Rock for the holidays. See our new public safety complex. It's be done possibly in late December. And for those citizens that are planning trash pickup that are on Wednesday, be sure that, I mean Thursday, be sure they set their trash out for Wednesday.
There you go. Councilman Ted Lockin, thank you so much, Ted. And again, it's been a pleasure to speak with you on Tuesday mornings. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Community Connection this morning brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, and by First Baptist Church. We'll get to consumer calls and more coming up in just a bit on AM 1400, K1.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. When we hear the word spiritual discipline, we can easily think, ugh, another duty. I've got to perform this to earn some favor from God.